So, Ursula, did you get enough ideas, or do you feel you want to open this up in any other way, or?
No, I think it was a good brainstorming session, and Michael, I'm excited about your interest in pursuing the streaming thing. That's like a kind of an infrastructure problem that I've been wrestling with, and I really, really welcome that.
Sure.
Thank you. And
okay.
And and some really great ideas here.
Excuse me, this is Ankina. Is there a way you guys can send us a list of the suggestions so we can put some more thought into it and see what's already been suggested and maybe offer other suggestions?
Sure. Yes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Ankina, was your attendance noted? I didn't hear you when they first took over.
Yeah, I came in late. I'm sorry.
Okay. Just want to make sure that you get recorded in a minute.
Yes, I got her.
Okay. I know that Pacifica has agreed to help support GRC in whatever way they can. I'm wondering if we could borrow Otis and John during those 3 or 4 days.
I don't know. I have to ask them. I don't know. It's pretty tough right now for them. But Pacifica basically, you know, offered partnership in the sense that they were willing to allow our staff time to be dedicated to this. Unfortunately, we're down one staff, so it's unfortunate. But I can ask them, but I'm not sure they're going to be able to do that. I'll ask them. I'll be happy to.
I think it's worth the ask.
Yeah. I know they're under tremendous stress right now, so I don't know if they'll have time or not.
Right.
Okay.
Can you send the Michael Lovick? Can you send the Affiliates Task Force group kind of a timeline or something we can send out ourselves, to other people about deadlines for registering and the process and getting involved? Thank you.
Yes, there's a link to the registration that I'll send to the listserv. And,
So we can send that to people, like let them know when it's happening. Is there a flyer or if we just send a link? Let them know about it.
I can try and make a flyer. Like I said, I've just lost my technical staff, so that's the kind of thing he would do. So I'll do it as quickly as I can find somebody to replace him. To put it together, and we'll do it. We'll work as quickly as we can. We kind of had a setback.
We can find out who else is good in making flyers. And
yeah, if you know of anybody in your circle who you think could be helpful, please let me know. Yeah, unfortunately, I just lost half of my capacity this week, so it's a little bit of a struggle. So yeah, anybody you know, that would be great.
Now, there was someone who did some flyers for our station events. I don't know if Michael, if you knew who that was, but maybe we can talk about that later.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think there was somebody that used to do it, but I'm not sure if they still are or not. But,
okay.
I can check.
I'm sorry.
I do a lot of flyers for the movement activities. Maybe I could try my hand with something if I get the information, sir.
Great. So are there any other actions that we haven't discussed this evening that are either follow-ups to past meetings or that you want to initiate tonight?
I just want to say again that I'm here to help you with anything you need for the GRC.
Thank you. Is this Ankina?
Yes, this is Ankina.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. And then, Ursula, do you want to describe where we are with the underwriting program?
Well, there were kind of two things that kind of were holding us up a little bit. One was that I was feeling a little bit unsure about how to proceed with approaching underwriters, and I think I kind of know how I want to do that, so I'm feeling good about that, and I'd like to approach some. The other thing that's holding us up is that we don't have access right now at Pacifica to lawyers, and we're at a point where we have to make some contracts, and I'm trying to figure out how to work with that. We have the basic information for the contracts, but I do feel that it would be prudent to have a lawyer involved at this point, and that's kind of a sticking point because I don't have the ability right now to access lawyers at Pacifica.
The ED Summaries did approve the initial work on the underwriting program, correct?
Yes, and the current interim ED, Bernard, is very supportive of it as well.
Did he propose how to resolve this problem with not having the availability of the attorney?
He doesn't have the ability to resolve that right now.
So that's where things are. That's exactly what Ursula was saying in her report earlier this evening, is that because we're tied to the business side of the Pacifica Foundation, everything has come to a screeching halt. And so at this exact moment, there's no point in sitting with that information. It's a fact. It should be changing once this lawsuit is resolved one way or the other. Then
I'm not sure that's going to resolve the lawyer situation. That's more of a financial problem.
Oh. Well, is that something that the task force could make suggestions on, or should we just change topics?
To me,
if anybody knows a lawyer who's willing to work pro bono, I think that's the only option we have right now. And beyond that, I don't know. I mean, the only other solution I see is working towards developing a unit so that, the finances for these type of things can be provided from within the program itself. I mean, the program does bring in money, but, we don't really have the authority to move ahead with retaining lawyers under the current structure. So it's just another reason why I think we've reached that point in our development where we need to be a unit so that we can take care of what are really small amounts of business, but they need to be taken care of. And, the best thing I can do is continue with the work of building the unit so that we have the ability to manage these things.
Okay.
It's kind of a puzzle. It's a mystery to me right now, but it seems that I don't know. I don't feel that anybody is being uncooperative. I just don't feel that the possibility is there, you know.
Is there a law school attached to the university in Ames?
No.
It might be useful for people on the task force to see if there's a law school near your radio stations and see if there are any, teacher-student projects who would be willing to take on some of the small legal issues right now where we're caught up.
I'm sorry. I was going to say there's a People's College of Law here in Los Angeles.
Could you make a phone call and start?
Yeah, I know the people there. Yes.
That would be great.
That would be great. That would be a huge shift for us.
Okay, so we're looking for a lawyer to resolve some issues that have to do with the contract issues with the affiliate. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
well,
basically, you know, if we want to make contracts with the affiliates for the group underwriting program, and if we want to make contract with an underwriter, I really do think a lawyer should look at it before I dive into that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, we've done the basic legwork for it. It's just a matter of making sure that it really, you know, the two and two really do make four here. You know what
right.
I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
Can you give Ursula a call back, say, within a week, and at least let her know that you're working on it, or email her just so that
okay.
timetable-wise. And
that's
and,
awesome.
And if that's a positive response, you know, and they're able to do one kind of contract, maybe we could try other schools to do other kinds of contracts and just keep the ball rolling, Ursula.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Perhaps Dave Fertig would have some suggestions for you.
I think Fertig's affiliated, well, used to be affiliated or had taught at this university, a college at one time.
Mm-hmm. Well, previously on the Pacifica National Board.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or Mr. Lafferty in L.A.?
Right.
In
he is, yes. Yeah, him too, that's true. He's with the L.A. Lawyers Guild too. I'll look into this.
Thank you.
Sure.
So is there anything else that Ursula, that needs to come up and be addressed tonight?
I don't think so. I mean, I think some good things have happened here. And, you know, it's just step by step. I just thank everybody for their input.
So is there anything else you want to say about the underwriting program?
Well, the other stuff that we're working on right now is really crafting a mission statement for the underwriting program so that, you know, there's a sense of parameters of what we're really doing, keeping it mission consistent. And we're kind of, I think that's the next step we have to do. And Dina knows I actually didn't help that process today, but we're going to have to do it anyway. I forgot a meeting that I was supposed to be at, so it was not the best thing in the world, but we are kind of at that point where I think it's important that we really do put, you know, create a mission statement so that, you know, both Pacifica and the affiliates have a sense of security, that it's safe to, you know, that there's a safety in this, that we're going to be moving forward in a way that really, you know, is connecting with a sense of mission and a sense of integrity in terms of who we bring into this. So that's I have some ideas about some organizations I'd like to approach first that I feel really would be a good fit for who we are. And I certainly welcome, if any of you know any of any, you know, organizations that are like triple bottom line organizations that are really, you know, trying to pioneer ethical business, or organizations that have like a really, you know, important message to get out that might be interested in working with us, I would love any suggestions from you. Because, you know, I think we all hear about businesses that are kind of pioneering new ways of doing business, and these are the people I'd like to connect with.
Okay.
You know, we're very conscious of making this something that furthers the mission of progressive thinking that doesn't undermine it in any way. Dina, is there anything you feel we should say more about building the unit and the work we've been doing with you and me and Janice?
No, just so that people know, we originally made an outline of what we felt the whole concept or picture of a unit should look like. We broke it down into its various parts, and we've been going through it one after the other. At this point, We have the organizational chart. We went over the budget today, actually, and we're, you know, refining each section, and we're going to put it into a PowerPoint and present it to the affiliate task force first, and then we're going to present it to the PNB in sections, with the hope that we can move this as quickly as is possible given the circumstances of how the PNB is at this exact moment. But we need the structure, the structural process in place to pursue the underwriting, and we need the underwriting to pursue the financing, and everybody needs the financing, and we feel we have a great organization to do it with, and we have, because we're doing it in conjunction with a mentor organization who's already done this successfully for over 5 years, it's a win-win situation, and it's just a matter of getting it off the ground now. And I think we've been doing a good overview, and we'll be able to answer any questions when we complete the work that we've been doing. So we will be bringing it back to the affiliate task force so that you can ask all the questions you want to, which will only help us when we take it to the PNB. We will have had the answers, and we'll clean up the PowerPoint and have a great presentation. So that's where we are. I actually think, maybe it's a first, but we've done this this evening's meeting in an hour and a half, and we really covered a huge amount of territory. So unless there's more that needs to be discussed or people want to discuss what's going on in any particular station of the affiliate network, I think I can call the meeting adjourned. Is there anybody with last questions?
This is Teresa. I just want to say, if I understand this correctly, there are 4 action items, and please tell me if there's anything else that I missed. I agreed to work with Ursula Rudenberg on a community concert for the Grassroots Radio Conference. Michael Movix is going to check with friends in the Occupy movement for economical method of streaming. Teresa's going to get the GRC information to LSB chairs, if Ursula Rudenberg will get the information to the GMs to distribute to staff. And Ankina Antaram will approach the People's College of Law for pro bono work on group underwriting program. Now, these are things that people offered to do outside of, I guess, official subgroups. Is there anything else that needs to be added?
I think, Teresa, the other thing you should add is that I will post as soon as I can some sort of sense of outline about what we've done so far in the GRC, how people can get involved, some of the ideas and links to registration.
Well, you already do have, to me, what looks like a very attractive site for registration, although it says it's in construction. So tell me again what you're going to post.
Just information to the task force about, you know, some of the ideas that have been discussed and,
okay.
Yeah.
Information to the task force, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you said links to registration, is that for the task force?
Yeah, just the task force, a link to the registration site so they know where to send people.
All right, okay, thank you.
Is there anything else?
Well, I think there was a general call for anybody that knows anybody that can do flyers right now.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask someone, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I can.
You know, this is something that artists love to do. I can't imagine not putting out, up something at each of the stations, calling in some artists. They love doing that. You could run a quick contest, you know, in some way, and they get their name on the flyer, and it goes out to close to 200 stations. They love it.
Well, even if we just cut and paste what we have on the Pacifica Network website already and just filled in additional information about dates, times, you know, nearest airport, you know, phone numbers or whatever, that's the information that's needed for an email flyer right there. Unless you're thinking of, I mean, even if you printed up some ones for the NFCB, I mean, basically the information you need is all, I mean, the artwork is rather attractive on the Pacifica Network website.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought.
Okay, so I think that's it. I think we've had a full meeting, one that was rich in content and ideas, which I know are greatly appreciated.
May I ask, Madam Chair, or is there any? I guess there's no one left on the site that's on the PNB. Shall I assume we're still going to meet on the first Wednesday of next month?
The first Wednesday?
I'm sorry, Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday of next month. Okay.
Yes, and thank you for updating us on that. Yes, it should be the first Thursday of every month.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and I'm sorry about the PNB. If we could figure out when they are meeting regularly, we could try to schedule our meetings around them rather than conflicting with them.
Right.
I think
we
that's
know.
An oxymoron.
Huh? Right. I think at this moment, the fact that we had a meeting was great.
Yeah. It's
thank
enough.
You, Nina.
Yeah, it's enough.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.